Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Foster Castleman. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting 8th. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dick Littlefield. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. Two outs. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Temple reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Robinson steals second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mueller scores. Mays moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-1 in the game. Castleman hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Temple moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Windy McCall now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Crow moves to second. It's 4-1, Reds. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. Crow moves to third. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson pinch hits for Windy McCall. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Hearn now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shane Dienst hits a line drive towards first. Crow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post strikes out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Westrum goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 Reds. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandt scores. It's 7-3, Reds. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Castleman hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westrum strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.